Zooby, Zooby, Zoo.
Hey there, it's Ian Robinson, voice of the Halifax Mooseheads.
Hello, Halifax, Paul McCartney here.
Hey there, Halifax, this is Sarah McLachlan.
Hi, this is Pete Best, original Beatles drummer, and you're listening to Jamie Patterson.
This is Daniel Powder, and you're listening to Jamie and Lisa.
Hey, this is Megan Smith, and you're listening to Jamie and Lisa.
The Halifax Daily News from the Beaver Bank Bunker.
There we go.
Does this
go.
Still work?
Yeah, I don't know. Hello. Hello. Does this technology still work?
Is there anybody out there?
It's been a long time, Beaver Bank Bunker followers.
Jesus, has it ever.
Yeah. It's Jamie and Lisa here. This is the Halifax Daily News, or as we like to call it now, the Halifax once every couple months news.
Oh, God. You know what? Things will improve in the new year.
I promise,
they will improve.
And you know, we heard you loud and clear, everybody that wrote us and said you wanted to hear more of the podcast. Where'd the podcast go? What's going on? I can't do anything without my podcast. I'm going to jump unless you have... Okay, didn't quite get that bad.
No.
But we're back.
Do you want to bring the folks up to date as to what's been going on?
Well, I've been doing the morning show on 89.9 The Wave.
Right.
And I've had a lot of fun doing that.
Absolutely, but it's meant a lot of very early mornings.
Well, the weird thing that's happening, you've been working at CBC.
Correct.
And your hours recently have been what?
For the most part, I work 2 p.m. until 10:45 every evening. So
literally, we don't see each other enough to do this. And then when we do get some time together, like on the weekends and things, either we're doing some public appearance thing or we're just getting drunk and we forget all about podcasting and we've tried a couple of times to turn on the machine and we just couldn't find the right button.
Well, we found the button tonight for sure.
Well, hey, let's not talk about that. And we've had birthdays to celebrate too.
Well, yeah, getting into the Christmas season. But anyway, things are turning around.
Not Jesus' birthday. I'm talking about ours.
Ours, yes. Yeah. But definitely things are looking different for the new year. So that means the podcast will be back on a more regular basis. Okay, first up, let's talk about talking Christmas trees.
Okay.
Brad Johns spending $25,000 of his what's known as discretionary funding.
Now, what's that usually used for?
It's exactly what the name says. It is a pot of money that the counselors...
It's guarded by a leprechaun.
Yeah. It's a pot of money that the counselors are allotted every year to spend in their districts at their discretion.
So to either promote their district or to help out an area of their district that might need help.
Prime example, mm-hmm. Beaver Bank Kinsack Community Center, which I'm affiliated with, mm-hmm. we were able to get $300 of Brad John's discretionary funding to help with our Canada Day celebrations that we have at the center every year.
So there you go. You see, he gave $300 to you
mm-hmm.
and $25,000 for a Christmas tree.
Interesting. I cannot remember the name of the counselor who has not spent a cent of his discretionary funding. Instead, mm-hmm. has allowed the voters in his district to actually vote on what projects the money is going to be used for. Interesting approach. I've never heard tell of that before, but it seems to be a popular approach.
Until they vote to buy nothing but lottery tickets and blow the whole thing. Yeah. And it's like, okay, maybe that's not the best idea.
Yeah. But back to Brad Johns. Yes. Yeah. $25,000 he has invested in a talking Christmas tree that is going to be used. I think it has a 10-year shelf life. And they have set up shop at the old Dooley's location in Sackville. You know, we're down where the old Staples store used to be right there. I think it's 800 Sackville Drive is the actual address.
For how much longer? I mean, Christmas is just around the corner.
Oh, well, yeah, exactly. This is the last, you know, like the final couple of days for it. But they were kind of late to the table this year. It didn't come until, I think, the second or third week of December. So they really kind of lost out this year.
Now, I posted this on the 89.9 Facebook page,
mm-hmm.
but I put both pictures up there. One was Woody,
mm-hmm.
which was quite creepy. A lot of people said they liked the original Woody. I don't remember the original Woody. Evidently, the first couple of years of Woody was at Micmac Mall. It didn't have a face at all. It just had like eyes on it and branches. That's what people are saying, yeah.
Okay.
And then they got the creepy face. And the creepy face is the one that I operated for three years.
Mm.
And those eyes were just kind of open and closed, and the mouth would open and close. And this one is a lot more animated. It looks more like something out of a Sid and Marty Krofft TV show from the 70s, like H.R. Puffin stuff or something. And people were voting which one they liked, you know, the old one or the new one. And of course, there is the traditional Woody, and as creepy as that face was, that's what people grew up with. That's what people remember.
And he was a one-trick pony. I mean, the eyes open and close, the mouth open and close, and that was the extent of it. This new animatronic tree moves around a bit more, dances. The mouth actually has a more realistic movement to it.
And if you're on the naughty list, it'll grab you and eat you. Just thought I would tell you that, kid, so be good.
So a lot of people have been pissing on Brad Johns because of this expenditure of $25,000.
Which is funny. You think that they'd be doing that on the tree, like dogs, not on the counselor.
No.
I don't know. I like the idea. It's going to bring people to Sackville. You know, one of the big complaints that people had on the Facebook page was, how come it's out in Sackville? I live in Dartmouth. I'd prefer... Good.
Well, he's the counselor for Sackville.
Maybe your Dartmouth counselor should have done the same thing. Brad Johns, I applaud you. I think that's a great idea.
Interesting to note, though, that the actual tree doesn't perform in his district. It's actually in another counselor's district. But, well, it just made sense to put it, you know, right on the main drag in Sackville, of course. And I mean, that it was an empty spot there, the old Dooley's. It was vacant. It was, you know, certainly large enough to do what it was they wanted to do. But before people get, too crazy about the spending of the money, my understanding is that this money is going to be spread out over a number of years. So it's not $25,000, bam, right here in 2014. It'll be a little bit this year, a little bit next year, and so forth.
And it's not going to be one of those things where you just come there and go, look at the tree, that's great, and then go home. They are asking for donations to Beacon House.
Exactly, the local food bank in the area.
So it's a great place to gather. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's another thing. Sure, the kids can go and see Santa. You're not going to go and tell some tree what you want for Christmas. Although a lot of kids did. When I was Woody, it was like, I want a scooter, and I want, I'm going like, kids, Santa's right next door. Yeah. You can tell. Yeah. And after a while, when the lineups got really big, you'd go like, okay, Woody will pass that on to Santa. Because the parents are looking like, oh, they don't want any more of this mall experience. They're not going to wait in another lineup. So Woody, just take the freaking order, will you please? And we can leave.
And pass it on.
Yeah. So Woody would take messages and give those messages to Santa. Mm. But yeah, hey, I was almost Santa at the Rain Men game the other day.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I guess the Salvation Army was there. They had the big Rain Men toy drive.
Mm.
And their Santa was missing in action. And they said, we need a Santa. You're a jolly old elf there, Jamie. Why don't you do it? I was about to, but then they decided that they didn't want Santa.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, I would have gone out there and
that sucks.
Done a few tricks with the Rain Men. Have you been to a Rain Men game before?
You know what? It's been a while, but I do remember it was a hell of a good time when
it's
I was
fun.
There.
It's fun. They have the weather girls dancing. They have contests between almost all the plays. What I really like is they play music. You know, like when you go to a Moosehead game or an NHL game or something like that, as soon as the play starts, all the music stops.
Right.
The organ stops. Everything stops. Then you just watch the game. It's the exact opposite for the Rain Men. As soon as they start playing, the music plays. When the Rain Men have
the
ball. Yeah, the Rain Men are going towards their end. They're about to score. They're on the offense. And they get this funky music beat going. And it's just rocking.
The entire time the ball's in play.
The entire time the ball's in play. And as soon as the other team takes it and starts heading our way, the music stops. And instead, they just have defense. Defense. And it's very intimidating. It's really neat. Yeah. I mean, so the guy who does the music is almost part of the team. And it gets the whole crowd going. And it's a lot of fun. I had never been to a professional basketball game before until I did this thing. I'm going to keep going. I think that's a lot of fun. Unfortunately, they're not getting all that many people in there.
No, which is too bad because, I mean, it is incredibly well priced. I mean, it is very affordable to take a family of four, for example, to a Rain Men game.
Oh, yeah. It's like, well, they have deals all the time. But I think the standard rack rate for the ticket's like $20.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you can get half price some days. You can get, like, on the toy drive day, you could get coupons for $5 off the next game, that type of thing. We just need more people to know about the Rain Men and to start experiencing. If we can support the Mooseheads, damn it, we should be able to support the Rain Men.
Well, and for years, we supported university basketball. I mean, wasn't the university basketball, the CIS championships, they were in Halifax for years and years, I thought.
Yeah. So get out there. And it is fun. And the kids love it.
Yeah.
Like the kids, that they give you noisemakers. They want to hear as much noise as possible. It's not like going to see golf where everybody's saying, like, shh, be quiet, kids, stop running around. Kids are just having a ball. So if you're thinking of some place to take the kids, buy tickets.
Mm.
There you go. There's a Rain Men plug, a completely unsolicited Rain Men plug. That's just a fan.
Well, let's talk about dentists, shall we? How about that Dal Dentistry School? I come at this from a unique position because, you know, I've sort of covered this story from the very beginning. And I kind of feel like Dal is getting the short end of the stick on this.
Dal is being dumped on for...
Dal is being shit upon for the decision to discipline these horrible young men by way of restorative justice.
Now, isn't that what the victims, these women that were talked about online, isn't that what they actually decided?
A couple of them have decided that is the course that they want to take.
So people are saying, no, it doesn't matter what the victims say. Mm. We are better than that. You know what, I'll go. I'll wait, because I have a few things that I want to say about
this. Okay, all right. There is a plan in place that the school has to deal with situations of this kind.
Now, the situation, to anybody that's been living under a rock for the last little while, is?
The Dentist 2015 Gentlemen's Club. It was a Facebook group that posted some just, you know, horrific things about their fellow classmates, making jokes about chloroform, having polls online about which one of their classmates they wanted to hate fuck. You know, it just completely distasteful, completely disgusting.
I think the only reason they use that term is because Gian Gomeshi made it like this. It's become like the kitschy thing.
Seriously,
yeah.
Yeah. The phrase of the year.
I mean, I remember when it was like, who would you do? And who would, like, it keeps changing. I think that's such a horrible term that people just go like, whoa. Mm. Okay,
to,
yeah, okay, back,
you know, to backtrack, there was, you know, I mean, and I was there at the very genesis of this story when a gentleman called the newsroom and said, I have screenshots from this Facebook group and I think you need to know about it. And CBC took it up from there. But my understanding is that Dal has, they have a program in place, they have a protocol that they follow when this type of situation arises. Mm-hmm. And there are various courses of action that people can choose to take. One of them is a restorative justice process. Some of these women have chosen to do that.
Which means...
Not all of them.
Which means what? These guys can be rehabilitated. Perhaps they should continue with their studies, but they have to pay back in a certain way. That type of
it
thing?
It all depends on what they decide together. So, they could get together as a group and decide that expulsion is the best way to deal with this, and in which case, that is the course of action that will be taken. Is that likely? Probably not. But together, the victims and the perpetrators will decide what is appropriate. Now, that is just a few of the women who were victimized in this case have chosen to do. Others have not decided what they will choose to do. They could go ahead with a formal complaint process in which it does become a more formal type of process and could lead to expulsion. So, you know, this isn't over and done with. So people who are complaining that, you know, Dal's dropped the ball on this.
Well, people who are complaining, I'm going to step in now because these people that are complaining, it's a freaking witch hunt.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they are forming a lynch mob right now and people love doing that. They should be expelled, one person said. Another person said their names should be put out in public and announced on you know, through the media.
Why?
Their lives should be ruined because they did this horrible thing. It's a crime against women. It's a crime against humanity.
It's not a crime. No one has committed a crime.
Exactly. My point is, you know who bugs me the most out of this whole thing? They interviewed a few dentists, actual dentists, who went to Dal. And you know what they said? Well, in my day, we never, ever, ever had anything like that before. I just cannot believe that these people... Of course they're going to say that. What are they going to say?
They didn't have the internet.
Exactly. What are they going to say? Well, yeah, we used to do that. The fact is, what people say behind other people's backs can be pretty damn malicious. It's horrible. Mm-hmm. And in the past, you don't think that anesthesiologists and dentists and stuff like that have made a few little jokes?
At a frat house party.
Or wherever, to their friends, to a small club, to a group of people who are out having a few drinks or something like that. It's been done. It's always been done. Hate to say it. I'm not saying it's good, but it's always been done.
I'm not saying it's right.
The only difference is these idiots did this and wrote the notes on a Facebook page that somebody else could take a screenshot of and boom, lo and behold, all of a sudden, just think of some of the things that you have said, and nobody is innocent here. Think of some of the things that you have said about other people behind their backs, and imagine if Siri was there taking everything you said, writing it down, and those other people saw it. Or even worse, somebody else saw it and said, this should be made public. I mean, come on. I've said horrible things about people, about, you know, I've objectified people. I've done all of those things. Was I going to go out and perform horrible acts against people? Of course not. Now, once again, I'm not saying what these guys did was right, and I am certainly not in favor of anything that they alluded to in any of these messages that they sent back and forth. All I'm saying is people do say things behind other people's backs. Mm-hmm. My grandfather always told me, never read over somebody's shoulder because you might read something about yourself and it'll hurt you. That's just human nature. The fact that we have the internet now, that everybody is being recorded all the time, mm-hmm. that everybody is being videotaped no matter where you go, that every letter you write your best friend or your close circle of friends is out there in the cloud or in cyberspace, or can easily, even if you took a pad and paper, could easily be scanned and put out there on the internet for everybody to see. Nobody can do anything behind anybody's back now.
No.
We are completely transparent. And you know what? As human beings, you go back to the animal kingdom. You can see a couple of gorillas going back to the tree or wherever they live, going like, hey, did you see Joe the gorilla over there? It's always been done. All animals, all primates do that. I'm saying it's primal.
Mm.
Now, having said that, once again, I'm not defending these people, but these assholes that are now getting together going, their lives should be ruined because of these horrible things. Can you believe that? Horrible things that these guys said. It's like St. Mary's University when they were singing that song.
The rape chant, yeah.
Do you think for a second that I am in favor of that song, that I love the lyrics, that I think that that song should have been sung? No. But the people that are saying these kids should be expelled, their names should be published, all of this stuff, they were just singing a song that people have sang at St. Mary's University for years and years and years. It has been passed on. Now, all of a sudden, because somebody has a cell phone that can actually tape it and the media gets a hold of it, now, once again, you get these assholes coming out saying, these guys' lives should be ruined because they're singing this song.
Mm.
Why them and not everybody before them?
Now, that said, it does sort of scare me that this group of, you know, 15 or so, you know, would-be dentists are making jokes about what they would do if they had chloroform and, you know, how they would use it.
It sounds horrible. Would they follow through with this? I think that the person that would do something like that is the person that would not be part of this kind of conversation. Mm. The person that would do something like that would be the quiet one over in the corner that has nothing to do with anything going, yeah, okay, let's not talk about that guy. I'm serious. I'm not saying that, you know, these guys are all innocent because they're saying such horrible things.
So what you're saying is that these guys talk a big talk because they've never been laid in their lives.
Yeah, and they never have any, like, there's no possibility in their mind that any of this stuff they would actually do that.
Mm.
Or they wouldn't say anything about it. I mean, when I went to university, I was in the only non-secret fraternity around, Delta Upsilon. Like, they pride themselves on the fact that they are a non-secret fraternity. They don't have these little hazings and initiations and stuff like that. Having said that, when you get a group of guys together in a fraternity house and the doors are closed and they're having a meeting, yes, it's non-secret, but some of the stuff that's said, you know, about some classmates and stuff, and, oh, did you see her? And, you know, that kind of thing. I think if there was the internet back then and people could email each other and they were that stupid to think that nobody was ever going to get, you know, a hold of that kind of stuff, that exact same kind of stuff would have been written. Now, who are these people now? These people are now premiers. These people are now prominent lawyers. These people, one person, a friend of mine, a brain surgeon. I mean, you know, very prominent members of society. And I know for a fact that they said some pretty derogatory things about people that just sounded, if you saw it in black and white and published it or whatever, their lives could have been ruined by that kind of stuff. So do I think that these people are raping? And, like, I bet you if you get a bunch of morticians together, they're probably making a few jokes about some of the good-looking corpses that have come along and stuff like that.
God.
No, that sounds horrible.
Yeah.
Would they do that? No.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
That everybody,
well,
in radio, how many times have you talked about some of the things that you could say if you turned your microphone on? You know what? Next time I turn the microphone on, I'm going to click that on and I'm going to say that our prime minister is full of shit and that I'm a communist or something. Like, I mean, people say things like that. Are you going to do it? No.
Some of the blackest humor I have ever experienced, I have heard and seen in newsrooms. period, end of sentence.
I don't think there's one person at CBC who saw that stuff that looked at that and were absolutely shocked. They probably looked at that and said, yeah, I've seen stuff like that before.
Mm. So what's appropriate punishment?
Well, if you go back to the St. Mary's song thing,
mm-hmm.
what I would have said appropriate punishment would have been is, as soon as they discovered that this song was being sung, no longer will this song be sung at St. Mary's University. End of story. That is it. That way, you're setting the bar.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody is caught singing it in the future, then you can expel them. Then you can do all this stuff. But to bring down the hammer of justice on these people just because they were the first generation to be caught on video is unfair.
Mm. Now, but there is a code of conduct, though. A code of conduct for students. And this breaks the code of conduct.
Oh, but it's broken the code. What I'm saying is it's broken that code of conduct for years.
Mm.
Their fathers probably sang that song or whatever. You know, I bet you dentists way before were making jokes about anesthesia or, you know, I'm not saying it, they're funny jokes, but probably a few lewd suggestions about things like that.
Mm.
I bet you some of the darkest humor has come out of anesthesiologists. I can only imagine the kind of stuff that they'd say, you know, about but do they follow through with stuff like that? No. If I honestly thought that they did, I don't think I would have gone in for my knee surgery. So what should be done with these dentists? Say, from this point on, if anybody is caught writing emails,
Facebook.
Yeah, if there's a Facebook page with derogatory comments about other students, about this, about that. I mean, think about it. You saw The Social Network.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook started off by Mark Zuckerberg creating that site that was rating classmates.
Mm.
If you think about it, that's exactly what Facebook started off as.
But what about these girls who now have to sit in classrooms next to these men? And these are men. I mean, a lot of them are in their mid to late 20s,
knowing that
married
these guys,
with kids.
Is there any difference than if your picture was on a hot or not site, like Mark Zuckerberg's site was, or a who I would like to do, or who I would like to hate, fuck? I mean, I've heard a definition for that particular phrase, word, that's completely different than what it sounds like. Especially when you have Gian Gomeshi in there, you think hate fuck, you think that's something like, you know, it's whips and chains and stuff like that.
He has ruined the hate fuck for all of us.
What I've heard that means is two people that do not get along in real life because they're political polar opposites, or she would never even bat an eye at me, you know, but just to have some night where that passion comes out and you have sex, that is what I always thought that expression meant.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You know, like Cheers with Sam and Diane. Mm. They hated each other. They would pull hair and yell and scream, and they were polar opposites. And boom, the next scene, there they were waking up in bed together again.
Yeah.
To me, that's what that term meant.
Mm.
Now, I might be way off on that. I don't know. I just think that that was the term du jour, and that whole comparing to women in your class as objects has been around forever. Even before the internet, people would say, like, okay, Bill, between her over there and that girl over there, who would you, you know? I mean, that kind of thing has always been around. Hate to say it, women, do I agree with that? Have I partaken in that kind of thing? Have I heard it happening before? I mean, all these questions will be answered sometime without my wife staring at me like right now. It's just always been around.
Mm-hmm.
So how do I feel about the women that are going to have to go to school with these guys? It's the same as it's always been. If you found your name, your picture on a website, who would you do? And you were compared to another one of your classmates. How would you feel?
How would I feel?
If they voted that they would rather do you than Liza down at the other end of the class. Or even better, that they decided that they wouldn't if you lost out to this other person. I mean,
yeah.
The fact is, it's a competition. It's people rating other people. Is that cool to do?
No, I would feel absolutely diminished.
Yeah, but I mean, it's been done. You don't think women do that? There are sites out there, who's the better hunk?
Mm.
It seems to be okay for Ellen DeGeneres to get a bunch of guys up there and who has the best chest. You know, let's blindfold Nicki Minaj, and she just has to run her fingers up and down these guys' chests and pick the best chest. I mean, you know, it happens all the time. All I'm saying is these guys got caught, and it's there in black and white, and it was written down, and what they did was stupid. But should they lose their lives, their careers, their, you know, everything that their family and they have have worked into?
Invested.
Of course not.
No.
And should their names be published and so they could be made fun of? No.
Unless someone has been charged with a crime, there should be no names released.
And all of you wannabe Gladys Kravitz out there, little reference to the old Bewitched television show. Mm. If you haven't seen it, you should, because it's a great show. But anyway, that's all you are. It's none of your business.
What about those people who say, hey, but I want to know if one of these guys is going to be practicing dentistry, if they are going to become my dentist, I want to know about it.
Well, I got news for you. I bet you it would be very difficult to pick a dentist who hasn't been part of that kind of thing at one time in their lives. Mm. It's called growing up, and it was very immature, very stupid for these guys to do, but I don't think in any way, shape, or form will it affect their dentistry.
And I don't think any one of them has the balls to follow through with any of those scenarios that they put forth.
And now, yes, you can't. You can't. You're not allowed to anesthetize somebody unless there's somebody else in the room. First of all, I do believe that's a law. That's why you can give like gas, or you can give a local anesthetic or something and do that kind of procedure. But if you're actually going to go under general anesthetic to get something done, you've got to go with in a place where there's an anesthesiologist involved and the doctor and an assistant.
That's how Buddy at the QE2 just got caught recently. Buddy who was charged.
Well, yeah, because there were more than one person.
There was like five people in the room.
And I bet you back when he was in school, he wasn't writing notes. He was the quiet one. Mm. You know, it's always... He was a quiet boy. So, yeah, back to your original question, what would I do about this? Let Dalhousie deal with it. Mm. And mind your own freaking business, everybody else. End of story. That's just the way I see it anyway.
All right, let's move on to some other stuff going on.
Can you tell that we've had a few rants that we've been wanting to get out for a while?
Things are a bit pent up. If you are making a donation to your local food bank this holiday season, throw in a few extra plastic bags. There are fewer and fewer plastic bags these days, and they need a lot of them to help with their canned and boxed foods.
Interesting.
Yeah, because, I mean, they use them to sort and deliver their veggies and canned goods along with the personal care products. And, of course, with more and more people bringing their own, you know, cloth bags and bins to the grocery store.
Every time we have a plastic bag, we just put it into the recycle bin.
Exactly. Yeah. So, think about that and perhaps stuff a few plastic bags in with your donation. We've got death of one business and the birth of another. Angle's Pub in Sackville. Actually, it wasn't just the Sackville location. The one in the Valley closed as well.
They had the coolest burgers. They had like the peanut butter and egg burger and the chicken waffle burger and stuff like that.
Mm. And they had a colossal wing night, apparently. I'm not a huge wing fan, but apparently Thursday nights were just like decadent there. Well, there's a new pub opening up. It's going to be called Purdy's Pub and Grill. Not quite sure when it's going to be opening, but it's going to be opening in the old Angle's location. And they're going to have an all-new menu, live entertainment as well.
That's down on Sackville Drive.
Sackville Drive, correct.
What about the other Angle's?
They all closed.
Yeah, but is there anything going to be replacing those? Any word on that?
No, I haven't heard. That's up in the Valley, so I'm not quite sure what the deal is with that. We have a new radio station coming to town.
Oh?
Cobequid Radio. They have been approved for the FM dial, 97.5 on the frequency. That's going to be their frequency. And their station is located down at 11 Glendale Avenue. I think it's in that sort of industrial park area in where Massage Addict and... I think there's an insurance company in there.
Just past
well.
Cobequid Drive there. That would be Duke Street then, wouldn't it?
In and around there. Not sure when they are going to go on the air. I have heard early in the new year, but they are looking for volunteers. They've got a pretty good roster of folks behind this. Al Hollingsworth is one of the driving forces behind this, as is Ian Morrison, who spent years in the television business.
He played Scrooge in Christmas Daddies.
Exactly. He was at ATV for years and years, and I think he was still working there when I worked at ATV for a brief and shining moment.
Well, he was working at Eastlink. Didn't he direct and or produce the parade?
Oh, perhaps
so. The Parade
of
Lights, yeah, I think
might.
You pointed that
out. It's one of those things. I mean, I think he's retired now and just, you know, fills his time donating his vast skills and talents to the local community broadcast. But yeah, look for that very soon, Cobequid Radio at 97.5 FM. And it's the end of an era here in Halifax retail-wise. Simmons Mattress Gallery is closing. The last of their stores will be closed by the end of the year, so no more Simmons Mattress Gallery. They were sort of forced out by the big box stores and Sleep Country, the big retailer that just came to town recently?
Well, they got pretty big. They were opening up stores right and left, huge warehouses. Simmons Mattress Gallery! And since this may be our last podcast of the year before we start getting our collective poop in a group and putting it out on a more regular basis, I've come to a conclusion. This has to do with my rants.
Okay.
There is one common theme. Okay. Now, if you remember the things I always rant about, what are my favorites?
Traffic, pass on the left.
Okay, yeah. People who drive in the left lane.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you get those assholes that are driving in the left lane at the same speed as the people on the right. Slower than the people at the right, you know. And I honestly don't think they're doing that to be jerks.
Okay.
They're unaware. They're just in the left lane. So let me remind you one more time, stay to the right unless you're passing somebody. If we all just stayed in that right lane and got to a point where, oh, the car in front of me is going slower than I am, I'm going to get in the left lane, pass them, and then get back into the right again.
Yeah.
Traffic would move a lot better. Or there's a guy merging. Oh, I'll get into the left lane, but then I'll get right back into the right again. You don't get into the left lane and just have a little cruise. You just don't do that.
All right.
Okay, that was my first rant.
Yeah. You rant about the dog park quite often.
Here's another one that just happened. Speaking of the dog park, I was down at Shuby.
Mm-hmm.
There was one dog there that was driving me crazy. You know, the trails at Shuby.
Yeah.
You know, you're in the woods and you're there. And both Dexter and Finnegan, they're off leash. They're having a great time. There are elderly people walking around. There are kids in strollers and there are dogs off leash. Mm-hmm. A lot of them smaller dogs. Well, this big Doberman comes running past me and then running the other way. And of course, Finnegan decides to run after this dog and there's a bit of a kerfuffle. And I'm going, okay, I just felt uncomfortable around this dog.
Felt the vibe.
Had nothing to do with the size, had nothing to do with the breed. I think that, you know, they're terrific dogs. Mm. I finally realized that the owner of the dog had one of those tennis balls and one of the throwing things.
The chuckets. Yeah.
He was chucking the tennis ball over everybody's head and having the dog run down the trail to get the ball and then run back to him.
Oh, that's smart.
So you've got this Doberman that's got to weigh like 70 pounds running down a trail with elderly people and kids in strollers and small dogs running around and all of this stuff.
Perfect.
Grabbing a ball and coming running back. And I thought, if I was going to throw a ball with my dogs, I would go to a field and throw the ball.
Mm.
I would go to an off-leash park where I could throw a ball and I wouldn't get anybody else's way. There's no way on God's green earth I would have chucked that ball in front of me on a trail that was that crowded on a Sunday afternoon with all those people on it. And so then I thought...
Well, that's happened to me before and I've been smucked in the back of the head with a ball.
Well, stop making me mad then. And the other people that drive me crazy are the people at Costco that will stop halfway down an aisle and chat with somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Or park their cart on the left side while they look for something on the right and they're blocking people from going or just stopping for no apparent reason. And just, oh, it drives me crazy. And so I thought the one thing that all these people have in common is they just are not aware that there are other human beings sharing this planet with them.
Yes.
They are so
selfishness.
Focused. Yeah. But I don't think, when I think of selfishness, I think of people being douchebags.
Yeah.
Ignorant, maybe. Mm. But even the word ignorant has bad connotations to it.
Yeah.
I honestly think these people have good intentions. The other people that drive me crazy are the people that stop. They're driving a car and they will stop and they will tell somebody to go in front of them to cross.
Well, they think they're being
nice. Or to turn, yes, I'm being nice. I'm letting this person cross. Well, you're not being nice according to anybody else. What you're doing is illegal. If you were at a set of lights and you had a green light and you just stopped and told the person with the red light to cross in front of you, do you think you'd be nice or do you think you're doing something illegal? Because what you're doing is just as illegal. If you have the right of way and you're on a main street, you can't just stop to tell the person from Tim Hortons to go in front of you. You can't. It's against the law.
So what you're saying is that what all of these people have in common is that they're just completely selfish and unaware.
They're unaware of other people on the planet.
Hmm.
You've got to realize that there are laws out there for a reason. It's so we can all get along. If everybody would stick to the rules of the road, if everybody would realize that if you stop right in front of the roast beef and start looking at the ham, that maybe somebody who wants some roast beef is going to come along and you're going to block his way with your big old fat cart. If you drive in the left lane, the same speed as the car on the right of you, maybe, just maybe, somebody is in a hurry for whatever reason and wants to get by. You've got to share the road of life with other people. That's all I'm saying. If everybody would do that, I would be a lot happier, and everybody would just get along. If you're going to throw a ball for your dog, take him to a park where you can throw a freaking ball and not a trail.
If only common sense was more common.
So finally, because this is the holiday season, I would just like to wish everybody, not a happy holiday, a Merry Christmas.
Yes, because that's how we roll.
But also, Happy Hanukkah.
Yes, that's true too.
I don't know what you wish people for Kwanzaa. But
crazy Kwanzaa.
Hey, have a crazy Kwanzaa. I just hope everybody has a great holiday season.
Yes.
And just takes that little extra bit of time to think about the other people that we're sharing this crazy spinning orb with. And if we did that, we're going to have a hell of a 2015.
Let's do it. Take some time and relax, shall we?
And get drunk too.
Okay.
No, I mean that. You and me. Let's...
Okay, right That's, now?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
We're getting drunk. And we should be back sometime, maybe before Christmas.
But sweet Jesus, it's going to be fun.
And that is when you'll hear from us again.
Until then.